Throughout his speeches over the weekend, former President Donald Trump defended himself against the charges leveled against him regarding his mishandling of classified documents. In addition to claiming there was no impropriety, Trump attacked Special Counsel Jack Smith during his speech in Georgia on Saturday and claimed that the 37 charges filed against him were motivated by personal animus.
And he's a big Trump hater. Openly, he's a Trump hater. And his wife is even more of a Trump hater. I wish her a lot of luck, but he's a bad Trump hater and she's a Trump hater.
Trump also reiterated his assertion that the federal investigation against him constituted a, quote, witch hunt, and repeatedly accused President Joe Biden's administration of abusing the criminal justice system in order to engage in political persecution against Trump.
They've launched one hoax and witch hunt after another to try and stop our movement and thwart the will of the American people every time you have, not even believable. Witch hunt, scam, hoax. It's called election interference, and they're doing the best they can with it.
Throughout the speech, Trump repeatedly defended his status as the front runner in the Republican primary race for the presidency. He boasted about his poll numbers, not only in comparison to President Biden, but also against his fellow Republicans.
The swamp is getting truly desperate as they see us leading big poll after big poll after big poll. In this week's morning consult poll just came out, we lead the field by 34 points with Trump at 56, DeSanctimonious at 22, Pence at 7, Haley at 3.
Trump also spent much of his time attacking Democrats, continually disparaging Democrat-run cities and Democratic lawmakers. And ultimately, he characterized Democrats as an existential threat to the United States that needed to be destroyed.
At the end of the day, either the communists win and destroy America, or we destroy the communists, because that's what they are. They may go by a different name.
Trump's followers have responded to his calls for support and are organizing large-scale protests scheduled for Tuesday at the Miami courthouse he's set to appear at. Many participants have expressed their intention to attend the protest armed. Republican lawmakers, politicians, and right-wing pundits have also employed inflammatory rhetoric when discussing Trump's indictment. Republican Representative Andy Briggs of Arizona tweeted, quote, "We have now reached a war phase. Eye for an eye." And Republican Congressman Clay Higgins of Louisiana said in a now-walked-back tweet that the indictment was a, quote, perimeter probe from the oppressors, and told Trump supporters to, quote, know their bridges, which many saw as a call to be ready to shut down local infrastructure. Speaking on CNN's State of the Union, Republican Representative Jim Jordan of Ohio insisted that Republicans were not calling for violence and argued that Democrats and the media were holding them to a different standard to make them look bad.
Of course we don't want violence. We've condemned violence every time it happened. I've condemned it when it happened on January 6th. I condemned it when it happened in the summer of 2020. It'd have been nice if the left would have done the same. Because what I saw, actually, frankly, I saw it on your network. I saw a reporter standing in front of a burning building saying, oh, it's mostly peaceful protests in 2020. Let's condemn the violence every time it happens. Let's don't have violence, but let's have the rule of law. Let's have equal application of the law. Let's have that in America. That's what our great country is supposed to be about. Unfortunately, in this administration, they're trampling, I think, the fundamental liberties that we enjoy as citizens.
Trump will appear in a Miami courthouse on Tuesday. I'm Scott Baba, Pacifica Radio, KPFA.